Uh-oh, are we in the building? First of all, I didn't turn on none of my, hold on, I ain't turn on none of my lights. Hold up. There we go. What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to your favorite. I'm sorry. Welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite anime commentary podcast. The Black Hockey Podcast is back. I am your host, Big Tata Paka, Big Ronza, Big Tyronza in the building. What is going on? Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you who continues to listen, and watch us wherever you listen to us from. Thank you so much. We appreciate y'all. And wherever you watch us from, which should be Patreon, because everything is on Patreon now. So come on over to Patreon to get this good old content, right? $3. No, not even. This is free, right? All the content that we had over YouTube, we just maneuvered it over to Patreon. So become a free member. Still get this good free content. You understand what I'm saying? Also, you can become a paid member to get exclusive content that will be coming very, very soon. Exclusive episodes that will be coming very, very soon to the Patreon. $3 a month, but we also have a 7-day free trial. So if you like the content, stick around. If you don't, we appreciate you for checking us out. Listen, we have a good show today. Not too long. I'm not going to take too much of your time, but we do have a good show today. I do want to talk about a few things. So let's get right into it. Let's get right into it. So I read the latest chapter of One Piece, right? And it's funny because my coworker, who also is an anime and manga and comic buff, he literally told me about it. He was like, last Friday, Todd, did you read the latest chapter? I was like, nah, I ain't even get into it yet. He was like, yo, read the latest chapter because things are about to get crazy and we find out so much. So now we understand that, you know, Luffy and the crew are on Elbaf. They're figuring out what's going on in Elbaf. They're finding new information. We're finding out that the giants have pure blood giants, half-blooded giants. We figure out that Loki's brother, who is a part of Luffy's fleet, I can't even think about his name right now. It's one of the big giants that helped him in Dressrosa, right? the captain of the new giant pirates. He is Loki's half brother, but he's also a half-blooded giant, right? And they were saying, they were kind of, you know, his vice captain was taking the Straw Hats around and just kind of telling them the kind of history of the giants, right? In a sense of, you know, the half-tainted giants, the full-blooded giants, and you know, they talked about the king, right? And who was massive, who was strong, and who wanted to bring everybody together in a sense. And great story, great backstory, right? They said he took his horns off so that, you know, he could, you know, be more open and welcoming to the world and everything. And it was interesting. It was very interesting because, you know, humans do the same thing. And that's what they said in the manga, is that, like, yo, it's funny how you guys have your own kind of set of discrimination and kind of prejudice towards each other. As we humans do, it's very you know, eye opening. So you know, they go through that whole thing, and then we get to a part where the God Knights have appeared. Now it's this one dude. I thought it was a girl for a minute, but I believe it's a dude. It's one dude who is kicking Loki's ass. Now of course Loki is chained up, right? Loki has been chained up to this big ass rock, so he can't really do nothing. Maybe exert some haki a little bit to kind of back away people, and maybe use that conqueror's haki to kind of scare away folks. But at the end of the day, I mean, he's getting his ass kicked by one of the God Knights who's asking him, to become a God Knight, right? Like, just become a God Knight. You ain't gotta, you know what I'm saying? And obviously, the world nobles and the government, you know, and the God Knights and the Five Elders see Loki as a true threat and a potential asset because they want him to become a God Knight. Okay, cool. Loki must have some great power. This is where shit gets shooken up. For the last couple chapters, we've been anticipating the reveal of Shanks' brother. Okay? This is nothing new in terms of we knew Shanks had a brother. We knew Shanks had a twin. We know that Saint Figureland Garling is his father, who was the supreme commander of the God Knights, Holy Knights, and now is now the Warren Defense, you know, took Saint Saturn's spot. He is now the Warren Defense God of the Five Elders. You understand what I'm saying? He's just that, right? He makes an entrance that way. You understand what I'm saying? So the Figureland family obviously is not just a world noble, celestial dragon, that type of family. They must have some strength behind them as well, right? We finally get the reveal of Shanks' brother. And my God, this man looks immaculate. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this man had the hair flowing. I mean, had the whole, like, I mean, he had the whole shits. You understand what I'm saying? Had the whole, like, armor on. And boy, Saint Figureland Shamrock is his name. Shamrock. Now, I have a lot of questions popped up in my head because if we remember correctly within the manga and within the anime, we saw a Shanks lookalike figure come to the Gorosei. And for a while, for a long, long time, a lot of us speculated, a lot of the people that I still watch on YouTube who's been doing this for a while, been speculating that Shanks has been evil for a long time. Well, I think we can put the speculations to rest. Right? Now, again, that does not tell us that it was necessarily Shamrock coming to the actual Gorosei. However, right? I mean, think about the hood. I'm looking at the hood, too. Think about the hood. And that's how Oda fucked us up. That's how Oda be fucking us up. Because he introduced Shamrock way in the beginning. But we all thought. And that's how Oda got our asses. Think about how Oda for almost maybe 10 years has been making us think that's been Shanks the entire time. Now, a lot of y'all have been saying, does Shanks have a twin brother? The speculation, all of that. But for a long time, a lot of us have said Shanks might be evil. And now going back through the last two chapters, seeing how the God Knights were summoned with the black hoods, seeing them come out with the black hoods, that was Shamrock. And Shamrock was introduced so long ago that we didn't even see it. How would we know? We didn't know God Knights had black hoods like that until now. And we don't know if Shamrock is a devil fruit user. We don't know. We just know that he is the captain of the Holy Knights, of the God Knights. Okay? He's the captain. And so that just opens up the question, does Shanks know? Does Shanks know about this? Does Figureland know about Shanks? Figureland has to know about Shanks. Does Shamrock know about Shanks? Does Shanks know about Shamrock? Does the family know about each other? Do they have family meetings? There's a lot of things I'm confused of. One thing I'm not is that I know for a fact, if Shanks is strong as hell, I know for a fact Shamrock is. That battle between a brother versus brother, Shamrock versus Shanks, give me that any day. Give me that. give me that. And dude, and his and you know, the dude that he came with is, I guess, an arrow fruit user. He can use arrows to fuck you up. Basically, think about Demon Slayer and that demon, the lower rank demon who had the arrows. Think about that, but on a very more sadistic and powerful scale, basically. Listen, Oda, God damn it. You continue to blow my mind. You continue to sit here and fuck us up. That's just what it is. Because I'm like, that was Shamrock from the beginning. That's crazy. That was him from the get-go. And again, how would we know? We couldn't and we wouldn't. And that's the beauty of One Piece. That is the beauty of Oda. Love this. Love this. Man, I'm ready. I'm so ready for One Piece to return. I am ready. Something that I'm very excited about as well is this new comic that I have been reading ever since basically Comic-Con. Shout out to Comic-Con, because that Comic-Con was amazing. But I got my hands on this right here, Tuskegee Airs, Flames of Destiny. I want to shout out Marcus Williams and Greg Burnham. Met them. Signed copy by both authors who were there at Comic-Con. Read it. Phenomenal. I need volumes 4-10 immediately. Immediately. Think about Black History, Tuskegee Airmen, in a 21st, damn near 22nd century type of way. Right? We're talking about young Black kids who are, you know, in their world in 2062, 2090 or something like that, where they are the new Tuskegee Airmen using fighter jets and like old school fighter jets, but also new school fighter jets. I mean, this was a great read. I read this probably within a day or two. But amazing read. The characters were amazing. They can whoop ass. I'm not trying to give too much away. I'll probably give it away more on Patreon. I'll talk more about it on the Patreon as an exclusive. But this, y'all go get your hands on this. Y'all go get your hands on this. If you love Black History, especially going into Black History Month, this is a phenomenal pickup. I'm getting volume 4. Volume 4 is on the way. Not even joking. Volume 4 is on the way. Okay? This was freaking phenomenal. And I'm trying not to give too much away because I'm going to save it for the Patreon. But this, I just wanted to come on here and say, this right here, phenomenal. If you love comic books, if you are a comic book fan, I believe that you would love this. You would be interested. You don't turn away. And you're going to want more. And shout out to the donor. I want to become a donor, too. I want to support. Mr. Williams. Huh? Mr. Burnham. I want to support y'all. Let me know how I can put a down payment. And support this. Because we need more of this. We need like One Piece chapters of this. For real. Because that's fire. Fire. Shout out to that. Shout out to the Tuskegee Airs, Flames of Destiny. All right. Listen, before we get out of here, I do want to just discuss some things on the gaming side. I'm super excited for Bleach, their new game that's coming out in March. I'm super excited for it. I know they've been working on it for a while. I know I have been pushing and shoving and sitting here asking and demanding and complaining. I've been doing all of the things about just trying to see if we could get a Bleach game. Because here's the thing. Bleach Brave Souls is cool, but we do not want to continue to play Bleach Brave Souls. Give us something more. Okay? Give us something more. We want to play something more. So I'm glad that a new Bleach game is coming out that looks official. Like, truly looks official. It looks phenomenally designed. I think it's designed well. I think they're putting their time and effort into it. And again, these are for the fans. This is for us. We're going to let you know if it ain't doing what it need to do. We're going to tell you. So make sure that you put this time and this effort into it. That's for real. Because I feel like in the gaming world nowadays, a lot of people are not trying to put their time and effort. They're just trying to put out a product. Put your time and your effort to make the game dope. Same thing with Assassin's Creed, the new one that's coming out. That goes into like the Chinese New Year about Nobunaga and everything like that. Yasuke and everything like that. That looks fire. I've been waiting for that for a while too. They coming out on the same day. I got a pre-order. And see, here's the thing. This is the one thing I will always love about Assassin's Creed that I feel like puts them above even any other game that I've played. It is the attention to detail. It is the research that goes into whatever era they're going into. I've been playing Odyssey for like 2 years straight. And I don't know when Odyssey came out. Odyssey came out in like 18, but I've been playing that for like 2 years straight. Re-going back, leveling up, re-going back, leveling up, new game plus, leveling up. Like, I've been doing that because the game design, the attention to detail, hell, the DLC packs that have come with it. Again, attention to detail, understanding your fan base, that they love the game, giving them more. And I love a good free world. I love a good free world. And that's what Assassin's Creed gives me. It gives me a phenomenal free world experience. And again, the attention to detail will make you think like, damn, did this game just come out? No. This game came out in 2018. Now, they probably remastered it, put a little sauce on it, put some tweaks to it, updated it over time. Absolutely. Make the specs a little bit better. Absolutely. But Assassin's Creed, from the time I've been playing Black Flag since, and that's been since, attention to detail has always been their thing. And that's what I'm missing from a lot of games nowadays, is attention to detail and pouring in that creative nature into the game again. That's all I'm saying. So I'm excited for Bleach and Assassin's Creed to come out in March. I'm definitely looking forward to it, and I will definitely be buying. That is a fact. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Y'all be easy. Stay breezy. It is my birthday this weekend. Happy birthday to me. I'm going to probably, all I want to do for 31 this year or this weekend is relax. I'm taking off for the weekend and Monday. So I am relaxing, maxing and relaxing. That's literally all I want to do for my birthday. Maybe go out, get some good food. As y'all know, I am a foodie. So maybe get some good food in New York City. And just relax, man. Have fun this weekend. That's all. So I hope y'all do the same. Have a great, great weekend. Have a great, great week. Rest of your week. And we will see you back next week. All right? I love you guys. Peace.